Welcome back to the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and always have a great time talking to my next guest. He is a member of our Five Timers Club, so we are here with appearance number 6 and talking about the new book. It is the latest in the Gray Man series, The Chaos Agent. Welcome once again, Mark Graney. Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Somehow we missed you last year with Burner, but I know we had every book going back to 2018. So I hope I didn't say something for Sierra 6 to offend you, to keep you away.
I don't know. I just go where they tell me to go. So I'm happy to be back here.
Is that kind of it? You just kind of get a list from your publicist and like, here's who you're speaking with today and here's what show you're going to be on?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly it. Some days there's as many as like 25. And then you spend 11 and a half months a year where nobody really cares about you because you're down in the trenches writing the next book or two books or something like that. So it's actually a lot of fun.
Is that kind of nice that you're kind of writing these? Well, certainly you must have a timeline with your editor and your publisher, but do you feel like I get to kind of go away and work on this? Like you're only like dealing with fame while you're actually actively promoting?
I always think it's funny because I used to go see authors speak and you know, watch them on TV and stuff. And I thought it was one thing, and it's a totally different thing. 99.9% of the time, you know, you're sitting there with a cup of coffee and your laptop in front of you. And then that 0.5% of the time, it looks like you're taking this big victory lap because you've written a book and you're proud of it, but you're deep into the next book. So every time you're not talking to somebody, you're trying to figure out what's coming out next year.
Have you already turned in a book? And that, now, don't you write two books a year? You do one of the Gray Man series and then a standalone?
Some years. I did that this past year, but not every year. This is my 24th book since 2009, so probably about a book and a half a year is what it works out to.
So have you already finished a book? And then you're talking about this one, you finished one, and then you're working on a third?
I turned in my edits for a book that comes out at the end of June. I turned them in yesterday around 1 p.m. So then I wander around the house feeling like I have no purpose in life. But I do have another book, the 14th book in the Gray Man series, which will be out next year. So I got to start up on that one pretty soon.
Are you allowed to enjoy yourself in between turning in the book and the book tour? Do you ever have a little bit of downtime, or are you always like, I need to be writing right now?
Well, I write every day. It's just depending, the intensity is all dependent on where I am on a deadline. So this second book I wrote last year, the one that comes out in June, took me a lot longer to write than I thought it would. So all through the holidays, I was working. It was really due in November, and I turned it in towards the end of January. So this has been a really long, intense stretch because I started that one the second I finished the book before that. So I've got a little bit of a relaxed time. My wife and I are actually going to go on a vacation, just the two of us, which we haven't done in years.
Nice.
We're going to Paris next week, and then I'll come back and start cranking out book 14. But actually, I enjoy doing it, especially when I'm not right up against the deadline.
Are you able to go on a vacation and kind of just put the writer in you away, or are you using your vacation like, well, I'm seeing things. This is an opportunity for something I could introduce into my work.
That is exactly the question I'm asking myself right now.
Yeah.
The one benefit for my wife and for me just being on R&R is we're going to Paris, and I think I've used Paris in three different Gray Man books already. So it's probably not something where I'm going to be going like, hey, this cafe would work for this scene. I think we're going to steer clear of Paris in the writing world. But, you know, I hate to succumb to cliches, but Paris is really an amazing city. So I'm happy to go back.
Let me backtrack for just a minute. And can you share with us a little bit, where do we find the Gray Man in your new book? It is The Chaos Agent.
Yeah, so this is, as you said, book 13 in the series, but it's a complete standalone. You don't have to read the other books. And it's about my hero, the Gray Man, whose name is Court Gentry, and he's a former CIA paramilitary officer. And this book sort of opens up with him trying to lay low with his girlfriend in Central America. But pretty soon they're targeted by high-tech means, and somebody comes to kill them. And through a lot of sort of cloak and dagger and cat and mouse, they realize that there is an entity in the world that is assassinating the world's leaders of robotics and artificial intelligence. So they have to go and then find out who it is and stop them to get the heat off of them, but also to prevent a revolutionary new weapon from coming online that would change the face of war.
Now, as we've talked before, and you mentioned you've been to Paris, you've written about Paris, you like to visit the locations you're going to set the book, kind of research where it is to get that connection with the place. Now, you're dealing with some creepy AI in here. What kind of, how deep did you dive into that?
Yeah, I knew very little about, I'm not a tech guy at all, even though I wrote with Tom Clancy. I just scrambled to do the research that I needed to do, and it was the same with this book. I started researching artificial intelligence and how it's being used with lethal autonomous weapons or killer robots. And nothing in this book is science fiction. It might sound like science fiction, but it's all either existing technology or emerging technology. And all the platforms, the robot dogs and the hexacopters and the armed weapons are all things that have at least been prototyped in the world. So it's actually a very realistic portrayal of where we're going in the next couple of years.
And isn't that even kind of more thrilling or more chilling to know what you're writing is not too far off from what we're going to wind up dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, I have such respect for other genres like science fiction and fantasy and stuff like that, but my brain is so rooted in the real world. I just grew up around the news. My dad was the head of the NBC affiliate where I live in Memphis. And, I had a subscription to The Economist when I was like 16. And I've always been really interested in that sort of stuff, degree in poli-sci and international relations. So I like to keep things, I like to keep my nose into the news and into, what's coming soon.
The thing that upsets me about AI, and someone said, you could use this to, write some biographical material. You could use this to fill in material for your show. So I said, hey, just for the fun of it, like write a fictional Wikipedia entry of Ryan Gatenby, life and death. So it writes it. And the way it killed me was I was simultaneously stung by a bee and a scorpion. Where in the world does that come from?
Did it not actually happen to you?
It did not. So where did it scrape the internet to associate that with me somewhere? I just thought I need to look over my shoulder now at insects.
Yeah. So it's actually a very interesting aspect of these big, large language models. They do something that the scientists call hallucinations, where they basically very authoritatively tell you things that aren't true.
Yeah.
And of course, the internet to me is it's the central nervous system of our civilization. So, you get to the point, you already can't believe everything you see on the internet, but pretty soon it's going to be where you can't believe anything you see because of all the misinformation and disinformation that AI is going to bring to the problems.
Are you hearing from, I'm certain more readers have gotten into your books from the success of the Gray Man film. Do you have like different types of people coming to your book tours or writing you? Because that's it really exposing you to Netflix is kind of like an all ages platform.
Yeah, absolutely. The past couple of years, on the book tour, there's just more people there. There's definitely, different demographics. And it's so funny because I'll get an email from a lady and she'll be like, I'm an 84-year-old grandmother and I love your books. I'm probably the only one. And I'm always thinking to myself, I need to start a club because I get this email, a version of that email all the time. So I think I trend more male than female, but only, it's probably about a third female. And the female readers are really good about reaching out and talking to you. So when I look at my emails, it sort of trends more female. And it's great to see that other demographics and younger people. I had an 11-year-old at a book signing the other day.
Nice.
And, his mom had introduced her. And that's really great to see.
Yeah, you need to separate that in like a database and, maybe just throw in a paragraph specifically geared to 84-year-old grandmas. And man, you've locked in readers for forever.
That's a great idea. I'll be talking to you next year about that plot.
Is it difficult for you when you're on tour doing media appearances? You like to write. I'm sure you have a certain place in your home you like to write, a routine. Is it difficult to write on the road?
It is very difficult. I'm 6'3 and 230 pounds. So unless I'm in first class, I'm not pulling out my laptop.
Yeah.
and then it's just, you go to the towns and you get there in the afternoon. A lot of times you do some sort of media thing. You have, you do your event and the next morning you're leaving at 6 o'clock to go to the next place. So You know, I sit in hotel lounges and work and coffee shops whenever I can and work. But I don't plan on getting a lot of writing done when I'm on tour.
If I walked into a Starbucks and saw you, I probably wouldn't believe it. I'm like, oh yeah, right. Like that's Mark Graney writing his book. And I would just said, but then what are the chances of a you lookalike writing a book in Starbucks?
Well, I do go to Starbucks or other places, not in Memphis where I live, because
sure.
Here I'm well enough known to where people, I hasten to add, it's not because they're fans and want to tell me how great I am. It's they want me to write a book about them type of thing. So if I'm sitting there having coffee with my laptop open, you know, I may think of that as my workspace, but somebody else thinks, well, he's just here chilling out. So I'm going to tell him about, you know, something that happened to me when I was 14 and maybe he'll write a book about me.
Do you get people pitching you ideas like you don't have enough on your own to come up with?
Oh, it's 14 a week, probably.
Really?
I imagine twice a day. Somebody's like, I just need a moment of your time, or like FedEx packages will show up in my door with somebody's perspective novels or whatever. I don't read them just because, you know, for liability reasons, I wouldn't want to use the same thing and make somebody think that I stole it. But yeah, I do get asked that all the time. And I always tell people, it's like, just like you're really passionate about your idea, I'm really passionate about the ideas I'm working on. So you should definitely write it if you're that passionate about it.
I mean, just in the comedy world too, you run into it like, oh, here's a joke you can use. And I'm yeah. like, no, probably not. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, exactly. Because it sort of opens you up to people thinking that you're ripping off other people.
Right. Mark, are you coming anywhere? Now you're in Memphis. Do you ever come anywhere near like Chicago? You've been here before on a tour.
I've been to Chicago many times. I think I did one book signing up there years ago, but Chicago, I live in Memphis, and sometimes I just have to get away from the kids and the dogs and everybody that knows me here and just sit in a hotel room. So Chicago is my favorite place to go and just spend 10 days or 2 weeks up there, but usually not book signings for whatever reason. They send me back to the same half a dozen bookstores.
Yeah. Well, the brand new book, it is out. It is available wherever books are sold. And so please support your local independent bookseller. The book is The Chaos Agent. We've, of course, been visiting with now 6-timers club member, Mark Graney. Mark, it is always great to talk to you. Please come back for your next one.
Thank you for having me again, Ryan. I enjoyed it.